You're listening to The Range, Gardner-Webb University streaming and on-demand radio. My name is Catherine Manning, and in the studio with me today is Gardner-Webb senior Alice Bird. Last spring, Alice had the opportunity to live, study, and intern in Washington, D.C. through her participation in the organization, the Fund for American Studies, or also known as TFAS. TFAS has over 17,000 alumni worldwide, including present-day leaders in political journalism and business. Alice, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Catherine.
So, how did you learn about TFAS? How did you first find out about it? And then what was your initial reaction toward learning everything that the organization included?
Well, it's not really an exciting story as to how I found out, actually. Our honors program director, Dr. Tom Jones, forwarded me an email, and he said, hey, this sounds like you. And so I started reading the email, and it was talking about the different internship opportunities and the programs that TFAS offers. And it was one of those things that I just knew was something that I just couldn't turn down. So I decided to apply, and I actually started the application process and got everything in, and then waited like 6 months before I heard anything back. So definitely the anticipation was brutal.
Right. But we can thank Dr. Jones for getting you in.
Yes, so absolutely.
That's great. Well, I know that TFAS typically offers several different programs during each semester. So what was behind your decision to apply for the Leadership and the American Presidency program?
So TFAS had two tracks that I could have applied for. So one was the capital semester, one was Leadership in the American Presidency. And the Leadership program was actually sponsored through the Reagan Foundation. And just upon sort of further investigation into what that entailed, the presidential leadership course and the way that the course examined and focused on that and leadership throughout history was really fascinating to me, because I've always considered myself a leader within the different communities that I'm involved in. And so I wanted the opportunity to learn and grow through the example of these great men in history.
Right, right. And you're also a political science minor, correct?
Yes.
So it all worked
it
out.
It totally fell right in. You know, I loved, absolutely just was ecstatic to be able to sort of study presidential leadership right in the place where it all happened. And politics and all that was just happening around us. So that was absolutely incredible.
Definitely. Okay, so you interned at a public relations firm in D.C., is that correct?
That is.
How were you paired with this internship site?
Well, it was actually a really well-done process. So we have Pat DeFrancesco to thank for that. He coordinates all of the internship placements and all of the different site visits that we do. And he really is a great guy in this program. So he sent out your resume. You had to indicate kind of what you're interested in and what you wanted to work for, whether that was a different kind of government agency or something in Congress. And I am a communications public relations major, so I knew that I wanted to work in the PR world and with a communications firm rather than working, you know, on the Hill or somewhere else. And so he sent out my resume to, I think, two or three different places, one of which was the Daily Caller, a news agency, and then K Global, the public relations firm. So I did have an interview process with both of those, but then ultimately it was up to me to kind of make the tough decision between journalism and public relations. Two things which I really love, but ultimately I'm very glad that I went through with the decision to intern with K Global.
Okay, and what all does K Global do? What are some of the, some of their responsibilities within D.C.?
Wow. Well, what don't they do is a better question. K Global is responsible for crisis communications, just day-to-day communications for different agencies. We do a lot of social media copy, in-house things like that. We're responsible for getting news hits and media placements for our different clients, coordinating events, reaching out to media. One of the things I did a lot of as an intern was pitching different, you know, articles and different individuals for interviews and stuff that were our clients. So, yeah, all kinds of fascinating things.
Yeah, yeah. What were some of your favorite projects that you got to work on?
Oh, that is really tough. What I really loved about K Global is that I got to do something different every day. So even as an intern, like, I had certain tasks that recurred that I had to do, but at the same time, it was always for a different client, and it was always a different challenge. So probably one of the favorite things that I ever did was writing copy for Dole Fresh Foods and then writing copy for Dole and Disney's partnership. So
wow.
They partnered for like healthy eating with families and promoting that. And so we got to write quiz copy for a Beauty and the Beast character quiz. And I got to do social media tweets for Dole. And I got to do some behind the scenes work for them as well, which was it's always just really cool to kind of feel like you're the insider.
Oh, right, right. And being an intern, sometimes you can get stuck in this, oh, I constantly have to make copies. I have to get coffee for everybody. But it's great that you got, you know, all these great world, real world experiences that you can put on a resume and that you can really take forward with you.
Mm-hmm. My internship was not like that at all. I think a lot of people have this misconception that if you're an intern, you're making copies and you're getting coffee and you're just doing all the little tasks that nobody else in the office wants to do. But at K Global, and I know the other interns in the TFAST program with me, they could attest to the fact that you weren't just an intern. You know, you actually did important things and you are a part of a team and a part of a family, which was just amazing.
Right. So you also had the chance to take classes while you were there. Your classes were taught by some very fascinating people, including Richard Benedetto, one of the founding members of USA Today and former White House political correspondent. What was that like to have classes taught by these professors who were very highly esteemed in their fields and who have had such a vast variety of real world experience?
It's almost surreal. Because, like you mentioned, Professor Benedetto, and to have someone who is so well-respected and so well-established in his field just to come in and teach you as an undergraduate student, as a nobody, essentially, is like, hold on, this is how you want to spend your Thursday night? So it was just incredible to be able to learn from him, because you think about professors and doctors as being the experts in their field, and they are. You know, they've studied and they've worked for that, but somebody with as much experience as Benedetto, or as much connections and experience as Dr. Karen Zarnecki, who taught another one of our classes, or Dr. Ann Bradley, who taught an economics course that just totally changed the way I thought about political economy, is that, I mean, learning from those people is a chance of a lifetime. That, you know, that's something that you can't pass up. So I was primarily in it for the internship experience, but all of the knowledge that I've gained and still apply today in my studies here at Gardner-Webb is just absolutely invaluable.
Right. And you mentioned it being surreal. It's almost like you're being taught by your favorite celebrity or something.
No, that's an excellent way to put it, because you're like, you know, all of these people that are my celebrities, all these people in Congress and all these different reporters and correspondents. And it's again, it goes back to that insider feeling. It's like, oh my gosh, like I have one degree of separation from this news anchor that I've looked up to my whole life. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, you mentioned how you have kind of applied what you learned in D.C. to your studies at Gardner-Webb now. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, how was that, you know, coming back from D.C.? It's a metropolis. It's, you know, full of a lot of different people, a lot of different cultures. And then, you know, coming to Gardner-Webb, and Gardner-Webb certainly is full of different cultures and different people, but it's a very different experience. Do you feel like D.C. has changed your perspective on, you know, education, on culture, on relationships with different people?
Yes, so that's a question I've gotten a lot since I've been back, and it's something I've thought about a lot, too, because it definitely is different. I mean, just at the base level, you know, you look at it from Boiling Springs to D.C. is a totally different world, and D.C. in a lot of senses is the real world, and so I think my experience there really shaped the way that I look at different things and I approach different situations and look at different people. I think the most important thing that I learned is that you just have to be understanding and compassionate with everyone that you meet, because you don't know what kind of day somebody's having and you don't know their background or their issues or what's important to them. And just being able to sit down and work together and have an honest conversation is the most important thing. And I think that, you know, is a lesson that our government can learn too.
Right.
You know, to get a little bit political, it's about having to work together and listen. But it's also about just being sort of level-headed and open-minded, because, you know, like I said, you don't know where anybody's coming from. So in my job now, having to schedule things and make appointments and run events, you know, you deal and you manage with people, and you do that everywhere you go. And in D.C., I was working with some very, very highly trained professionals. And, you know, I don't think I would have gotten that experience had I gone, you know, anywhere else that wasn't the nation's capital. And so I really learned a lot about the value of professionalism and respect and just, you know, sort of working hard and having a good work ethic.
And another thing about D.C. is you really can't go anywhere without coming into contact with people.
Yes, very true.
you know, that definitely helps you, because I think sometimes if you're having a bad day here, you can just kind of go into your dorm, hide out.
Yeah.
But in D.C., it was, you know, sorry, you have to, you know, encounter people regardless.
Yeah, there's a level of constant activity. So even with just the people in my program, we all live together.
Right.
There are about 15 or 16 of us all in just one building. And I had four roommates. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you're always around somebody, whether you really want to be or not. And so you always just kind of have to sort of present your best self. And
right.
not necessarily in a way that's, you know, comes off as fake or is, you know, like conceited in any kind of way. But you just sort of are a little bit more mindful of how you act and how your actions are going to affect other people.
Right. I think you become way more relationship oriented.
Yes. Well, one thing they really drove home with us at TFAS was the value of making connections.
Mm-hmm.
And so you never know when you're going to need somebody. And a lot of times that sounds really transactional and, you know, kind of cold. But if you build relationships with people around you, those people are going to be more likely to help you when you need it. And you never know when you're going to need a helping hand. And knowing when you need that and when to ask for it is, you know, half of the battle. Because, you know, I already have connections in my life that I'm so thankful for that I have now that I wouldn't have been able to do half of the things that I've done just since leaving D.C. So that's something that is so valuable and so important.
Definitely. Definitely. So TFAS also offered extra opportunities such as getting to tour the Washington Post or going to an embassy briefing. You know, what were those experiences like?
Oh, gosh. So the Washington Post was probably one of my favorite things that we ever did. Going to the embassies was very cool, and I do have an interest in foreign policy, but at the same time, I really fell in love with politics through political journalism. And so, like, going to the Washington Post and seeing the editor's room and seeing sort of where the magic happens, for lack of a better term, just was absolutely, I mean, just so surreal, because I felt like I wasn't there. You know, I was like,
right.
I was watching this, and we were talking with Amber, who was a correspondent there, and we were hearing about all of the things that she's done and all the things that all the other people do. And I was just like, this is the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't me sitting in my dorm room watching CNN or reading Politico. Like, this is me sitting in the newsroom with the Washington Post. Like, you don't get much more DC than that, really.
Yeah. I think for journalists, that's like your Disneyland. That's
yes.
like your happy place. Yes. So
yeah, definitely my Disneyland would be the Washington Post newsroom. Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. So what surprised you the most about living and working in D.C.?
Well, two things, really. So sort of the reality of it is how expensive everything
mm-hmm.
was. I think, you know, being in a small town like Boiling Springs and having the luxury of actually living on a college campus and not having to deal with things like transportation costs. I mean, I walk everywhere, you know, that's cost me no money. And having to take the metro and having to buy lunch every day and having to do meal prep and actually be an adult and not have the luxury of relying on a cafeteria or a food service like we have here on campus. Sort of is a little shocking at first.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you grow up a little bit, which I certainly feel like I have in that aspect. And then it also kind of sort of made me realize, like, okay, there are other things going on in the world. So it helped me get out of my bubble, my little Gardner Webb bubble a little bit and say, okay, there are other things going on that are more important than just what's happening in my life and what's affecting my world right now. So,
right. And a lot of the campuses in D.C. are – they're not set apart. They're very much
yes.
a part of the city. And
yes.
so you get to experience city life and university life all at once.
Yes, they're definitely an urban campus, which is something that we don't have here at Gardner-Webb.
Right.
Which isn't to say that either one is better or worse. It's just different. I do like, you know, being able to look around here on campus and, you know, sort of see the mountains in the distance or see all the flat green land.
Yes.
And in D.C., it's definitely a concrete jungle, which is still cool to look at because I do appreciate all the architecture of the different buildings. And I like looking up at skyscrapers. And I loved being able to see the Capitol from my bedroom window. But
oh, yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
did miss my wide open spaces.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, it's not, you know, one thing's not necessarily better than the other. But it's just awesome to have these different perspectives and
yeah.
just see different things and view the world in different ways.
Yes. So. Yes. That's an excellent way to put it.
Okay. So what was your favorite tourist spot in D.C.? Because you were a tourist. I mean,
yes.
you were living there, but you lived there for about 6 months. So it was kind of a tourist, kind of a, living there, you know, kind of in between. So
yeah, I don't know what kind of political science student I would be if I didn't say one of my absolute favorite spots is the U.S. Capitol. And getting to tour that building was just, I mean, from an architectural standpoint, from a historical standpoint, from a political standpoint, it was just absolutely mind-blowing. Because you're walking around and you're getting a tour and, you know, the world is happening right at your fingertips, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're in meetings and the congressmen are walking around. And I had a friend who, like actually physically bumped into John McCain in an elevator. And it's like, when are you ever going to get to do that?
Right.
You know, and so you think about that and you're like, okay, yeah, that's cool. As cliche as it is, I think that is one of my favorite places. But I also really enjoyed exploring just the different neighborhoods and the different parts of D.C. because I think when people think of Washington, they just think of the Capitol and the National Mall and, like, the metro system. But there are so many different diverse and unique neighborhoods and just different places and things to do and things to visit. You know, Georgetown and 8th Street and U Street and the Eastern Market neighborhood, which is where I lived, and being able to go on Saturdays and eat at the different food vendors and walk through the Eastern Market, which is just an open-air market where people come and, you know, sort of sell things and walk through and hang out, was just so cool and so different from Boiling Springs in my hometown in Asheville. And so I really just loved kind of soaking up all the experiences.
And like you said, each neighborhood almost has its own distinct personality.
Yes.
Which I don't, you know, not a lot of people realize that.
Yes.
But, you know, you go from the, like, Foggy Bottom area and which is kind of closer to the monuments and to the White House. And then you go to somewhere like Columbia Heights, and
yes,
that's much different. And so, yeah, I think it's really cool that you can explore different levels to D.C.
Yeah, everything has sort of its different flavor. So you can go to the Adams Morgan neighborhood, and it's a little funkier, a little bit more fun. And you can go to DuPont Circle, which is a little, I would say maybe a little bit more hipster.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of my favorite neighborhoods, but like, you can just go somewhere different and just do something different and experience something different. You're not always doing the same thing, which I really, really enjoyed.
Definitely, definitely. Well, Alice, before we go, are there any final comments or stories that you would like to share about D.C.?
Well, I wouldn't be a TFAS alum if I didn't give a short pitch for the program. So I would say to anybody listening that's, you know, a sophomore or a junior, to definitely check them out, tfas.org. They do all kinds of amazing work with getting people placed in internships and same programs like I was doing. And I mean, really, where else is there a better place to do a semester sort of away than D.C.? So I would say to check that out. And also, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And I could go on and on about D.C. So.
Well, thank you so much for taking your time out of your day to speak with me. And you heard it, folks. Go to tfas.org and check them out. Thank you all for listening to WGWG.org.